Thanks, Brad. Good morning. It's been a busy week for the Fortuna City Council. Earlier this week, the council passed its budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and the council announced it has hired a city manager to replace the retiring Dwayne Riggi, whose last day is Saturday. Regan Candelario comes to Fortuna from Santa Barbara County, and Riggi thinks the council made a good choice.
I feel comfortable with that the city is in good hands, and I know the council feels the same way, and they expressed it at the meeting, is that having, once they were able to have Loretta say yes, as the interim, they had some of the pressure of having that agreement signed off of them, but now they have some real continuity here and are really looking forward to his arrival, and rightfully so.
Between July 1st and September 1st, when Candelario takes over, Loretta Nicholas will serve as the interim city manager, a task she's looking forward to.
But it's a perfect time to go in and hang out in Fortuna for a while and get to know the community. It's one community I haven't spent much time in. I love the city council and all the employees.
Nicholas will help the transition as Candelario begins to learn a new city and a new area, and according to Riggi, the city is in good shape, and that transition should be a smooth one. Caltrans announced that it has allocated more than $13 billion to improve roads across the state and Humboldt County. That means more than $16 million has been allocated for two projects, $14 million for improvements to the safety corridor between Eureka and Arcata, and $2 million for maintenance of the bridge spans between Eureka and Samoa. The work on the corridor is not related to local proposals to drastically change the corridor by closing intersections and raising the speed limit, as Caltrans spokesman Phil Frisbee explains.
This is a separate project. This is just maintaining the existing existing road surface.
Major road projects always tie up traffic and make commutes a bit more difficult, but the corridor work will not begin right away.
Well, right now we're looking at that's probably going to be going out to construction next spring, so probably spring of 2013.
Other funds have been allocated to Mendocino County as well. Just under $4 million will be used for minor projects in that county. The Eureka Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating 61-year-old John Allen Knott, who was reported as missing by family. John Knott was last seen in Eureka approximately 2 to 3 weeks ago. He's described as being a white male adult, medium brown hair, hazel eyes, approximately 6 foot tall, and 150 pounds. He told friends that he was going to a nearby unknown lake. Knott is known to lead a transient lifestyle, and with information regarding John Knott, is urged to contact the Eureka Police Department. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Public Information Officer Chase Adams of the CHP was discussing traffic safety on the KINS Talk Shop program. Adams says sometimes tourists spend too much time viewing our region's beautiful scenery instead of watching the road when they drive.
You got some breathtaking world-class views of nature and the ocean. I've seen that a lot where you get a tourist from wherever, the East Coast, Middle America, and they're driving like they've just came from the brewery or whatnot, and you're thinking, okay, this person's impaired, are they falling asleep? Sometimes that is the case. I'd say the majority of the time they're just looking at the beautiful views, let themselves drift into oncoming traffic, and we have seen pretty serious traffic collisions as a result of that. That's why we got the Vista Points. Utilize them.
You can hear the full interview at our website at KINS1063.com. Eureka City Manager David Tyson will retire at the end of the year, but before he does, the College of the Redwoods will honor him at the 9th Annual Athletics Dinner and Sports Auction in August. Redwoods announced that Tyson, who is a CR alum and was a member of the Redwood swimming team in the 1970s, will be the featured speaker at the event. The annual fundraiser has become a staple for Redwoods athletics, and at last year's dinner and auction, the school raised more than $70,000 for the athletic department. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.